before we move on to some other topics, Rick, I want to give you the opportunity to talk about state employees, state workers, folks who have, through collective bargaining, received certain salaries, certain compensation, certain benefits, certain retirement opportunities. Should that be relooked at? Should that be taken away?
Well, I don't think they should just be taken away, but I think every public sector employee has to realize we truly are in a crisis. So it's time to wake up and realize there's either going to be a lot of layoffs or we all need to pay more for our benefits. I think that's the key. Get public sector to pay into their benefits what the private sector does.
Okay, of everything that the governor has presented, what doesn't he stand a chance to get through?
Well, he has a chance of passing anything, but the Senate and the House will take a very clear look at it, and it will not be exactly the same, I'm sure.
Yeah, but is there anything you saw and you just said, good luck with that?
Well, I think I said right off the bat, I don't like taxing pensions, and I do think that the credit you get for a private pension should be the same for public. The public pension should be no better.
Mark, what do you think? Is there anything that the governor has proposed through his budget that he just doesn't stand a chance to get passed?
You know, Tony, I got to tell you, I never make predictions like that. As you probably know, I'm a lawyer. I never predicted a jury, and I can't predict what happens at the legislature. In fact, I think Brink and I both would probably look at anybody who thinks that they can predict what happens down there and think, you know, you've never been here. It's crazy sometimes. I think that the governor's going to have a hard time with the pension issue, though. It isn't that we've got a bunch of rich pensioners out there. You know, I get calls from people who, you know, their total pension is like $380. They retired in 1968. It was very, you know, it was pretty good money at the time, but, you know, you can outlive your pension. You can't outlive the value of your health care, but you can outlive the value of your pension. And now we're going to drop a tax on them from $1. I just think, it doesn't make sense to me. What Rick has talked about, the idea of extending the, whatever it is, 45,100, sort of below that, you know, you don't pay a tax on it, but above that you do. There's a lot of attraction in that, and I think most state employees would agree that that's okay. I think that when you look at that, though, that really only raises about $10 million. And we've looked at that in the past. It's one of the issues that we've dealt with. And we can go forward with that because we have a constitutional provision that says that you can't diminish the value of a pension. So I think that, you know, we've got some legal issues that we have to deal with. And I brought that up with the lieutenant governor the other day in the budget presentation. He said, well, we just don't agree with it, so we're going to ignore it. Well, I don't think they can ignore it. And we'll probably see how this, plays out as it goes forward.
Mark, did the governor miss an opportunity to take advantage of something which would have saved some dollars?
Well, you know, I don't know that. You know, I think that it's very difficult to peel money out. You know, you mentioned Wisconsin earlier, and it could probably go all the way around. It's Wisconsin, it's Indiana, it's everywhere around us with these gigantic budget deficits that they're facing. And, in fact, the fact that we have done this for 10 years and had to cut, is, you know, has put us actually in a better position than most of these folks. We'd have a $1.5 billion hole that we have to fill if it wasn't for the business tax changes. And I'm an advocate of getting rid of that business tax. So I'm not saying it in that sense. I'm saying it in the sense that maybe there's another way of doing this that doesn't, you know, make the hole quite as big as the governor has put here, but, you know, that'll be played out. Like Rick says, you know, this is a proposal, and I think that, when you look at this budget, which is what we call a roll-up budget, really has very little detail in it. We're used to having a lot of detail because we battle over the smallest thing, you know, the number of pencils that are being bought by agencies. But I think that's our job as legislators to do that. So I think the thing that's going to be the hardest thing for the governor to get done is this roll-up budget. It gives a huge amount of power to the executive branch of government. You know, it's a trust me budget. You know, trust me, I'm a good guy. But, you know, if you go down that road and you lose the good king and you end up with a bad king, you got corruption all over the place. So I think that, you know, there's that's going to be the bigger fight.
All right, and finally, before we let you go, Mark, will we eventually have to raise taxes in the state of Michigan?
Well, this governor just did. He raised taxes. I think it's the biggest tax increase in history. So, you know, they're probably a combination of more reforms and some tax revenue increases is the best way for us.
But is that tax increase, is it going to be enough? Are we going to need more?
I don't think so. Honestly, I think we've already bottomed out. You know, this governor is coming in really at the best time he could. Nobody would want to be governor during the Granholm years. I mean, it was like the worst economic picture we've ever faced. But we end up in at this time, I think our revenues are increasing. Our sales look well. You know, things are starting to turn around in this state. We've added 300,000 jobs over the last 6 years. You know, things are happening here. And, you know, we beat up on ourselves too much. This is a great state. And you would look around and the people who have stayed deserve some reward for sticking it out. I just don't think the governor's budget quite does that.
Rick,
but we need to change things, that's for sure.
From what you've seen in the budget, did the governor miss an opportunity somewhere?
Well, I think we need more reforms, and I'll be pushing for more reforms, controlling contracts, leases on buildings that need to be competitive bid. You know, we saw this with the state police headquarters that was built without a competitive bid because it was a lease deal. So we need to get rid of that stuff. So there's opportunities to make some changes.
Do you foresee that we're going to need more tax increases?
I don't. Mark says these are tax increases the governor has proposed. The governor says we're getting rid of tax credits. So it's a difference in definition there. But as an overall tax increase, no, I don't think we need one. I think we need to move on with what we have.
And then before I let you go, there's been a challenge with open carry weapons here in the city of Lansing with the library. I want to get your take on that. Do you think that people should carry weapons that are in the, do you like the open carry law?
Well, the open carry law is the law. But I tell friends that wish to carry that way, it's foolish, in my opinion. As a police officer for about 33 years, you know, if you wear something in the open, say you go into a party store, a bad guy comes in to rob it, you're a target because you're a threat to him. So I would rather have it concealed, you know, take the eight-hour course, do the proper thing, get a concealed weapon, defend yourself that way.
Mark, thanks so much for your time. I look forward to talking with you again.
Hey, anytime, Tony.
And Rick, thank you very much.
Thank you.